By faith.
所以我们知道信仰跟生活是分不开的。
This once again proves how faith is inseparable with our living.
圣经里面的好几卷圣经啊，都是信仰跟生活都在一起讲。
Several passages in the Bible relate how our faith has a direct relationship with our lives.
好像旧约圣经里面的利未记。
For instance, the book of Leviticus.
前面几章谈到献祭的条例。
In the beginning of Leviticus, it talks about some of the rules and regulations regarding ceremonies.
人怎样来亲近神
？Or how we ought to draw near to God?
就是借着献祭来赦罪。
And that is through sacrifice, our sins can be redeemed or forgiven.
建立神跟人之间的关系。
Thereby, God and man may once again be reconciled.
啊，所以前面就讲到五大祭。
And so it talks about the five major sacrifices.
还有祭司的一些条例。
And some of the rules concerning priesthood.
献祭的方法，还有祭司的资格。
Procedures and methods of sacrifice, and also qualifications of priests.
啊，所以这是一种清洁的信仰，你圣洁的信仰，你怎么借着圣洁的信仰而来建立起人跟神的关系
？What we have is a holy and pure faith, and by that we try to draw a deeper relationship with God.
十一章以后就讲到洁净的规矩。
Verse chapter 11 and on talks about the rules regarding sanctification.
啊，生理的卫生。
Or our sanitary ways of life.
还有赎罪日。
And the rules regarding redemption.
啊，还有节期。
And also the feasts.
啊，那都是主着跟神建立关系以后应当有的选民生活。
And those are the kind of life that the elect, the children of God, ought to have.
有了圣洁的心量，然后怎样建立圣洁的生活。
Now first we have a holy faith, and then with that faith, we lead a holy life.
那罗马书也是一样。
The book of Romans follows that same pattern.
前面讲到说，我们怎样借着信，让我们的罪得到赦免，来得到称义。
In the earlier chapters of Romans, it tells us how by faith we can be justified.
那十二章以后就讲到因信称义以后成为一个新人了，怎样过着新的生活
？And from chapter 12 and on, it talks about now that we have been sanctified, how we are to live a holy life.
十二章讲献身的生活。
Chapter 12 talks about dedications.
啊，十三章讲社会生活。
And chapter 13 talks about service to the society.
十四章以后啊，讲教会的生活。
Chapter 14 and on talks about the life we have in church.
所以生活跟信仰是分不开的。
Life and faith are inseparable.
啊，非常重要。
This is a very important concept.
我们看十二章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如主侍奉乃是理所当然的。在旧约时代，他们献祭啊，是献牛羊。
In the Old Testament time, people would sacrifice sheep or oxen.
把牛羊杀掉啊，然后把它烧着献给神。
The burnt offering is that you would kill this animal and then offer this animal entirely to God.
所以说，那个是死掉的祭物。
It is a dead sacrifice.
但是新约时代，我们现在已经不再献牛献羊了。
But now in the New Testament time, we no longer sacrifice oxen or sheep.
因为耶稣基督把自己的身体无瑕无疵的为我们献上。
Because Jesus has sacrificed his own body, which is perfect and pure and holy.
所以主要一次就完成了永远的赎罪。
So that one sacrifice that he made will be effective forever.
我们现在所要献的就是献上我们的身体我们的心灵
And now what we need to offer in our time is our heart and our mind
总要把你的身心啊，当作活的祭物来献给神
We must offer our bodies and our mind as a living sacrifice to God
因为这是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
This is holy and this is pleasing to God
那怎样把我们的身心啊，献给神
How can we offer our mind and body to Christ?
怎样献佛祭?
How do we make this living sacrifice?
就是说我们要过着圣洁的生活啊，凡事要为主来服。
That is to say we must lead a holy life and in all that we do we live for Christ and we do it for Christ
这就是一种献身的生活
This is a life of sacrifice
我们讲到献身啊，一般都会讲到说是传道人
When we talk about dedicating your life, we usually talk about it in terms of becoming a minister for Christ.
传道人不做世上的俗事，专心奉献一生来服侍主。
That the preacher will not attend to worldly jobs, instead they will dedicate all their time in service of God.
好像古时候的祭司啦，好像拿细尔人一样。
It's just like the Nazarites or the Levites.
因为离俗归神呐。
They have separated themselves from the materialistic world to belong to God and serve God with their entire lives.
当然没有错，传道人是一种献身的生活。
Yes, for preachers, it is a life of dedication.
但是我们每一个信徒，我们的身体也是主耶稣用宝血把我们救赎回来的。
But think about it, our bodies, they're all redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
所以我们也是要过着献身的生活。
And so we too must live a life of dedication.
所以我们无论是事业、家庭、婚姻啊，我们都是以耶稣基督为中心。
So be in our career, in our family, in marriage, we put God as the center of our lives and focus.
这也是一种献身的生活。
This is a way of dedicating our lives to God.
第二节
，verse 2，
说不要效法这个世界，主要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。不要效法世界。
Let us not be conformed to the world.
那所谓的世界，不是说主的世界所有的事情。
Well, here Paul doesn't mean everything that is in the world.
圣经讲到说啊，魔鬼是世界的神，也是世界的王。
The Bible tells us that devil, Satan, he is the king and the ruler of this world.
因为人犯罪以后都落在魔鬼的手下。
Because after we have committed sins, we are under the dominion of Satan.
那所以人的心啊。心意就变坏了啊，贪行各样的恶事。
Because of that, our hearts are turned away from God, turned to evil. We are greedy. We're evil.
所以有些思想观念、行事为人啊，不按照神的真理而行。
So our thoughts, our attitudes, our deeds, they are not done according to the will of God anymore.
以弗所书里面说是存着希望的心在行事。
In the book of Ephesians, it says we do it by our hope and our desires.
所以那个就是。属于世界的一些不好的事情。
That is, we are influenced by the trend of the world as we make our decisions.
约翰一书第二章里面说啊，包括肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
In the book of 1 John chapter 2, it spells out what these are. They're the lust of eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
它就是属世界的事情。
These are the matters of the world.
这个不是从神那里来的，而是从恶者来的。
These do not come from God, but from the evil one.
啊，这些世界上的事情啊，都会过去。
But all these things in the world shall pass away.
啊，所以我们啊，不要贪爱世界。
So do not love this world.
啊，不要放纵情欲。
Do not allow your lust to rule over you.
所以虽然世界有很多啊，属情欲各样不好的恶事。
Even though in this world there are many things that are evil, lustful.
但是我们因为属神的人啊，我们就不要效法世界，不要随从世界的潮流来行。
But because now that we follow after God, then let us depart from these evil of the world.
我们学了基督以后啊，我们心里就要更新变化。
To imitate Christ means that our hearts and minds must be transformed.
所以我们在思想观念啊、价值观啊、世界观啊，都要非常的超越。
So in our thoughts, in our attitudes, in our sense of value and worth, it has to transcend the standard of this world.
我们处事的方法跟一般的人完全不一样。
Our way of thinking and way of doing are different than the people of the world.
好像保罗说啊，我以前认为是啊，以我有益的，但是我现在认识耶稣了，我觉得那是没有益处的。
Just like Paul, he says, the things that I used to treasure and value a lot, but after I believe in Christ, those things I despise.
所以我为着要得到耶稣基督啊，就把以前看为重要的事情就把它放弃掉了，因为那个跟耶稣来比，好像粪土一样。
He says he's willing to let go of all those things that used to be dear to him for the sake of Christ, because in comparison, Christ is way better.
这是价值观的一种不一样，一种改变。
This is a transformation in our sense of value.
所以心意要更新变化。
This is why our minds must be transformed and renewed.
说要查验啊，什么是神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And verse 2 also says that we must prove what is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们要遵行神的旨意而行。
We must do things according to the will of God.
啊，这样才能够得救进神的国。
This way we can be assured of our salvation into heaven.
虽然很多人跟随主啊，称呼主啊，主啊。
Many people follow God and call Jesus Lord, Lord.
最后主耶稣说，我不认识你们，你们作恶的人离开我去吧。
But Jesus said, I do not know you, you evildoers, depart from me.
因为他们没有按照神的旨意在行事。
Because they have failed to follow the will of God.
他说我们要去查验什么是神的旨意。
This is why we must prove what is the will of God.
很多弟兄姊妹经常都在问。
Many people would ask,
说我怎么去了解神的旨意呢
？How is it that I can understand the will of God？
啊，我是要读哪一所大学呢
？Which college should I attend？
啊，我是要学哪一个科系呢
？Which major should I prescribe to？
其实啊，读哪一个大学，学哪一个科系啊，这个不是很重要的。
Actually, which college you go to, which major you major in, is not important.
神所要我们的旨意在哪里
？Where is the will of God？
我们看提撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians，
第四章
，Chapter 4。
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
First Thessalonians chapter 4
第三节
Verse 3
四章三节
Chapter 4 verse 3
说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁远避淫行第四节
And verse 4
要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵锁着自己的身体第五节
Verse 5
不放纵私欲的邪情向那不认识神的外邦人这就是神的旨意了
This is the will of God
我们要分别为圣的生活
That we must have a life of sanctification
所以你不论说你在哪一个学校都好
So it doesn't matter which college or university
因为行行出状元啊
Because no matter what if you are a good student you will succeed
也不一定说你读最好的学校你就最有成就了
It doesn't mean that if you go to a good college you will succeed for sure
因为机会是在神啊
Opportunity is given by God
得祸财的力量也是神所赐的啊
Wealth and poverty they're all given by God
主要神给我们有机会我们要尽最大的努力用功读书
As long as God has given us the opportunity and we seize it and try our best then we shall succeed
因为那是我们的本分
That is our duty
但是我们要保守自己身体圣洁这是很重要的
But it is very important to keep our bodies and mind holy
因为我们的身体是主耶稣用宝血把我们买回来的
Our bodies are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ
圣灵住在我们里面所以我们的身体是神的殿
The Holy Spirit dwells in us, so our bodies, they're the holy temple of God.
所以我们要在我们的身上来荣耀神，这是神的旨意。
So that it is the will of God that we glorify Him with our bodies.
所以一个人如果毁坏神的殿，神就毁坏那个人。
If a person destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him.
所以你如果说事业很成功，你的学业很成功，但是你离开了神，又犯罪了，那就。违背了神的旨意啊
So you may be successful in your career or in your studies But if you have sinned against God Then you have transgressed against the will of God
所以我们要晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵锁着自己的身体
We must know how to keep ourselves with holiness and honor
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章
And also in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节
Chapter 5 verse 16
要常常喜乐不住地祷告十八节
Verse 18
凡事谢恩因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向你们所定的旨意
Verse 16-18
这里讲到说啊，神要我们的旨意是什么要你常常过着喜乐的生活
Here says what is the will of God It is for us to live in joy every day
在神的道中喜乐在圣灵中喜乐
We must rejoice in the law of God, rejoice in the Holy Spirit.
因为你常常亲近神，啊，靠着主来胜过一切的患难困苦。
Because you rely on God constantly, then you have the strength to overcome temptations.
因为有主同在，就是一种天国的生活啊，随时都充满着喜乐。
If you have God with you, then heaven will be on earth, will be in your heart.
他说我们信耶稣不是说啊，要你一定要愁眉苦脸啊，忧伤痛苦，这样才是信耶稣的样子。
No one says to believe in Christ means you have to frown all day and be sad.
要主耶稣的爱充满在我们当中常常感到很满足很喜乐的
We will have the love of God in our heart constantly So that we may rejoice and smile all the time
还要常常不住的祷告
Verse 17 Pray without ceasing
我们能够得到喜乐的来源从哪里来从神来
Where is the source of joy? It is from God
我们常常祷告亲近神我们就能够成为一个神就成为我们喜乐的泉源
And if we were to pray to God constantly and draw near to God Then God will be a fountain of joy within us
神的爱会从我们内心里面不断的涌上来
God's love and comfort will flow out from the bottom of our hearts.
好像一股活水泉一样。
Just like a fountain of living water.
喜乐真的能够得到满足。
Joy can truly give us satisfaction.
所以要常常不住的祷告，不灰心的祷告。
We must pray without ceasing, without being discouraged.
你多祷告，你就多得恩。
The more you pray, the more blessings and grace you will receive.
蒙恩越多，你的喜乐就越满足。
The more blessings and grace you have, the more your joy will be full.
再来要凡事谢恩。
Verse 18, give thanks in everything.
对神给我们的恩典，我们不要忘记。
Let us not forget all the blessings and grace that God has given us.
别人在我们身上的一些恩情啊，我们也不可以忘记。
And do not forget about the good things that others have done for us.
父母亲对我们的恩情，弟兄姊妹啊，对我们的恩情，我们都要常常记得。
The love and grace from our parents, the kindness from our friends, we should remember them all.
常常过着感恩的生活。
We must live a life of thanksgiving.
说这是神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
Because all this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us.
所以我们要常常去查验啊，什么是善良的。
So let's seek out what is good.
什么是纯全的？
What is pure?
什么是神所喜悦的？
What is it that is pleasing to God?
然后按照这个去做，那就是遵行神的旨意了。
And then we do according to all these things, then we are doing the will of God.
那看回来罗马书十二章第三节。
Let's return to Romans chapter 12 verse 13.
十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
我凭着所是我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要看着，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。这里讲到说啊，我们要看自己看得合乎中道。
Here says we must think soberly of ourselves.
前几天有一个姐妹在见证说啊，她本来很有自卑感。
Earlier, a sister says that she has low self-esteem.
她觉得样样都不如人。
She felt that she was inferior to other people in many ways.
无论学业上、外貌上，都觉得比不上别人。
Be it in level of education, in her looks, she felt inferior.
其实啊，我们要能够肯定自己。
But actually, we really need to affirm ourselves.
我们要知道我们的身份很尊贵啊。
We must realize that we have a royal status.
我们是神的儿女，万王之王的儿女。
We're the children of God, the children of the King of Kings.
我们听过一个故事。
We have heard of a story.
有一个鞋匠啊，在那里一边补鞋子，一边唱歌，很高兴。
There is a person who is fixing shoes, and as he fixed shoes, he was singing and.He was happy.
王主看到说，你怎么那么高兴？我做王主都没有你那么高兴。
And the prince saw him and said, "How can you be so happy? I'm a prince, and yet I don't have that kind of happiness."
我是万王之王的儿子啊，当然比你大，我比你高兴啊。
And the shoemaker says, "Well, I am the son of the King of Kings. I'm greater than you. Of course, I'm happy."
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
神所要赐给我们的福分那么多。
God has so much in store for us.
所以。我们的身份很尊贵，所以不要小看我们自己。
We have a very noble and royal status. Do not despise ourselves.
神是我们每一个人啊，都有他的一些恩赐，有他的长处。
God has given each and every one of us our own talents.
我们按照神赐给我们的恩赐长处，我们去发挥就好。
And all we need to do is exercise those talents, those gifts to the best of their extent.
所以不要小看自己。
Do not despise yourselves.
但是也不要看自己过于所当看的。
But at the same time, do not look at yourselves more highly than you ought.
就是把自己看得过高了，觉得别人都很不足，唯有我最好。
That is, do not be conceited. Do not think that you're better than other people.
好像哈曼说啊。神所王所喜悦的人，除了我还有谁呢
？Remember Haman? He thought to himself, "Who else would the king be delighted in? Who else would the king want to reward more than me?"
他就说啊，如果王所喜悦的人呢、就让他戴王帽、穿王服啊，骑着王的马。
So Haman said to the king, "If king wants to reward somebody, let the king give this person the crown that he has worn, the robe he has worn, and the horse he has ridden on."
带着他去。游街说：“这就是王所喜悦、尊荣的人呐、啊。”
And invite his high royal official to parade this person in the square and say, "This is what is to be done to the one that pleases the king."
哈曼只看到自己呀、没有看到别人，他以为自己最伟大。
Haman only saw himself; he thought he was the greatest in the kingdom.
但是王说：“你照你所讲的去坐在那个 在朝门那个莫迪凯身上。
Unexpectedly, the king said to Haman, "Now Mordecai, who was sitting by my gate, do the same thing to him that you have described."
他一直想要把这个莫迪凯啊，把他杀掉不可。
It was at the time when Haman had tried every way he can to kill Mordecai.
因为莫迪凯不拜他。
Because Mordecai refused to worship Haman.
他也想要把以色列人统统杀掉。
And Haman wanted to kill and annihilate all the Jews.
所以圣经里面讲哦，骄傲来，羞辱就跟着来。
The Bible says where there is pride, there is shame.
啊，结果他就羞羞楚楚的啊，带着莫迪凯到处去游街呀。
And so shamefully, he had to lead the horse and parade Mordecai as Mordecai receives all the honor.
啊，想要把莫迪凯害死，最后王又下命令。把那个哈曼挂在自己所坐的那个木架上面。
Isn't it ironic that Haman was hung on this very same gallows that he had designed for Mordecai?
所以我们不要太骄傲、傲慢了、看不起别人。
So do not be proud, do not be haughty, and despise others.
所以按照神所赐给我们的信心大小，看得合乎中道。
Paul says that we are to look at ourselves according to what God has given us.
啊，就是非常冷静的，啊，非常。非常谨慎的看自己，看得非常的合适了。
That is, we must judge ourselves appropriately according to the faith that God has given us.
不要小看自己，但是也不要把自己看得太高了。
On one hand, we do not despise ourselves, and on the other hand, we do not become proud.
难道说啊，我们好像一个身体里面有很多很多的肢体？
Paul continues in verse 4 that we are like members, many members in that one body.
啊，每一个肢体都有不一样的功能。
And what is important that is that each member has its function.
啊，虽然有的肢体很微小，但是也有它的功能。
Some members are smaller than the others, but they have their important function.
你看这个毛发虽然很小啊。
Look at your eyebrows, even though they're small.
但是如果这没有眉毛的话，你啊流汗了以后就跑到眼睛里面去了。
But without the eyebrows, your sweat will fall into your eyes.
哦，以前很多人都觉得说。啊，盲肠啊，有时候会发炎不好。
People used to think that appendix is of no good. You only get infections from it.
啊，所以有的就事先就把盲肠就剪掉了。
So some for no reason would remove their appendix.
有段时间呢、啊，婴孩出生啊，就把盲肠剪掉了。
For a period of time, that is the usual practice. When the infant is born, they would cut off the appendix.
啊，后来医学发现说。不对啊，盲肠有作用啊。
But later on, medical science discovered that appendix has its functions.
因为它可以帮忙解毒啊。
It helps dissolve and.
所以你认为说那是多出来的东西啊，它也是有它的功能啊，很重要的。
It helps to neutralize poison, and so even though it's small, it has its functions.
我们在教会里面啊，说主耶稣。啊、把我们每一个肢体都安搭在这个身体上面。
And Paul emphasizes that God has placed us each here in the church in our own position and
role. 每一个肢体都有它的功能。
Each member has its function.
说就是软弱的肢体也是不可少的。
Even though there are members that are weak, but they are important and necessary.
所以我们不可以去看轻那些软弱的肢体。
Do not despise or look down upon those weaker members.
啊，每一个肢体都有它的功能，就要让它发挥它的恩赐了。
And if each part indeed has its function, then we must allow those parts to fully extend their function.
我们每一个人呐、啊，都是这个身体上的一个肢体。
All of us, each and every one of us, we're a part of this body.
所以有的当眼睛的，有当嘴巴的。
Some are the eyes, some are the mouth.
有的做手，有的做脚。
Some are hands, other feet.
啊，每一个人都发挥它的功能啊，就让这个整个身体啊。就非常的健全。
And if all of us can exert to our full extent of our function, then this whole body will be well and perfect.
所以肢体功能不一样，但是要彼此协调配合。
So even though our functions are different, we must cooperate and make this thing work.
所以手不能对脚说我不用你。
The hand cannot say to the feet, I don't need you.
And 不能够对嘴巴说我不用你。
The eyes cannot say to the mouth, I don't need you.
每一样肢体都很需要。
Each member is essential.
每一个肢体都能够发挥它的功能啊，彼此服侍，这个身体就健全了。
And if each member can have the opportunity to serve, then this body will be perfect and complete.
说圣灵也是一样，按照教会的需要，把不同的恩赐分赐在每一个弟兄姐妹身上。
Romans 12 also that the Holy Spirit will discern what is necessary in the church and distribute gifts according to the needs of the church.
啊，给我们不一样的恩赐，让我们有不一样的职分。
To give us different kinds of gifts so that we have different positions and roles in church.
啊，让我们能够彼此相服侍， 而来建立耶稣基督的教会。
That as we serve one another, we can build up the church of Christ.
所以有的人会说预言。
So some may prophesy.
说预言这是做先知讲道了。
To prophesy means to preach.
就是传达神的话语，当然不一定讲未来的事情。
To convey the message of God, not necessarily in the future, it may be in the present.
啊，讲解圣经里面神的话语，传达神的信息。
To convey the message of God in the Bible.
那你有讲到恩赐的，就要按信心的程度来讲。
And if you have this measure of gift, then you ought to do it according to your gift.
那有的人是做执事的，执事就是服侍人的。
Some are to be deacons to serve.
那你就要尽你的力量来服侍。
And if that's the case, then you need to try your best to serve the members.
啊，感谢主，我们这几天呢，受到太平洋教会弟兄姊妹的非常大的服侍。
Thank God, in this past 2 weeks, we have received.Impeccable service from the members here in Pacifica.
因为我们这一次人数特别多
We have a record-breaking number of participants this
year. 所以增加他们很多的负担
We have added onto them an extra load of burden.
那很多弟兄姊妹啊，他们很尽心，所以让我们整个啊讲席位可以非常顺利的进行
But many brothers and sisters have tried their best to make sure this seminar runs smoothly.
啊，那我们无论膳食啦、住宿啊，各方面都很好
So that in our meal and our lodging, everything went well.
这是因为有很多啊，很会服侍的弟兄姐妹。
This is the result of the many brothers and sisters who have the heart to serve God.
他们默默的在做种服侍的工作。
And quietly they serve God.
那这个服侍的工作啊，这是一种无名英雄，不是站在台面上的。
And we can say people who serve in this manner, they're nameless.
但是圣工的成败啊，有直接关系。
And these unnamed heroes have to do with our success of our church.
服侍的工作做好啊。整个教会的圣工就非常顺利的可以进行。
If the work of service is done accordingly, then the work of the church.
服侍的工作如果没有做好的话，啊，就会有很多很多的阻碍。
But if we fail in the work of serving others, then this church work will not progress.
那再来说做教导的
，and then those who teach.
啊，当宗教教育的教员呐，或者是领位者啊，啊，教导大家学习圣经的。
They are the people who are perhaps teaching the RE class or in other areas, teaching people to draw near to God and to read the scriptures.
有的宗教教育的教员呐，啊，他很会教学生。
Some religious education teachers are indeed very gifted in teaching.
讲起课来啊，学生听得啊，你看啪啪啪哦，大家都很用心呐，很专心。
Now, whenever they open the Bible and tell the story to the kids will listen attentively.
啊，所以你有教导恩赐的，你就尽量的去教导。
And so, if you have the gift of teaching, then spend more time teaching.
啊，有的会劝化的。
Some are good in counseling.
啊，会劝勉人、安慰人、辅导人的。
They're good in comforting others, good in counseling, good in encouraging other people.
有的弟兄姊妹有这样的恩赐。
Some brothers and sisters have this gift.
有的人在患难困苦当中已经很绝望了。
Then when they see somebody in tribulation, in pain, in desolation,
啊，信心已经很。已经冷到极点了。
When they see someone's faith has fallen to the freezing point,
那有的弟兄姊妹去安慰他、鼓励他，跟他讲几句话，他又重新得到信心。
There will be those gifted brothers and sisters who can, by a few words, encourage and rekindle the fire of faith in their hearts.
所以你有劝化的恩赐，就要专一劝化。
So if you have the gift to encourage, then you ought to use that gift wisely.
施舍的要诚实。
Now the giver ought to be generous.
这个施舍就是用爱心去帮助人。
If you have the ability to help others with your love,
啊，你的施舍如果不是真正出于爱心呢，就没有价值。
Then be reminded that if your giving is not out of love, then it is of no worth.
保罗说啊，你会说万国的方言，但是没有爱心呢，啊，就好像敲锣打鼓一样。
Paul in 1 Corinthians 13 says that if you can do all things, but if you do it without love, then it will be like clanging cymbals.
砰一声就没有了。
It'll have a very loud ring, and then it disappears.
啊，说你就是把你的身体啊都舍掉，送给别人和为别人牺牲。
Or that even if you were to give up your body, sacrifice for others.
但是如果不是出于爱啊，也没有什么价值。
But if you do not do it out of love, then it is of no worth.
所以施舍啊，你要出于真正的诚实，真正的爱心啊，才有它的价值。
So when you give others, when you do good unto others, you must do it in love. Otherwise, it is of no value.
啊，治理的就要殷勤。
And those people that rule must do it diligently.
啊，治理的可以说是教会的长老、执事啦、负责人啦，啊，来治理教会。
These people will be the elders, the deacons of the church that are to manage the church.
还要负责把各样的工作安排好。
These leaders must make sure they arrange all the works appropriately.
而且自己本身要示范，他也要能够安排工作。
And that as they assign work to the church members, they themselves must be an example unto others.
还要好好的来管理神的家。
They must govern the house of God.
所以要殷勤。
That's why they must be diligent.
他说：“怜悯人的就当甘心。”
And those that have compassionate heart for others must do it in goodwill and cheerfulness.
所以我们怜悯别人啊，不是一种啊，好像不得已的。所以你要甘心乐意的。
So when we have mercy on others, we do it willingly. We don't do it because we have to.
啊，这是在教会里面按照我们不一样的恩赐啊，啊来互相服侍。
This is what it means to serve one another in church.
第九节以下讲到很多有关基督徒的基本的生活态度。
Verse 9 and on talks about the marks of a true Christian.
看第九节。
Let's turn to verse 9.
说你爱人不可虚假。
Let love be genuine.
我们爱心啊，要出于至诚。
Love must be sincere.
你的爱是不是出于真诚啊？而是或者是只是一种表面的，别人看得出来。
People can tell if your love is sincere or if you're faking it.
啊，我们看到那个小孩子哈，你虽然看那个婴孩很小啊，但是大人是不是真正爱他？他感受很深哦。
You can look at little children. They may seem to be innocent, but they know who love them and who don't.
所以你不要认为那个幼稚班的小朋友他不懂。
So don't think that your E1, E2 kids do not know if you love them or not.
哪一个老师是很爱他的？哪一个老师啊，只是跟他敷衍一下，他都知道。
They know which teachers are the ones that teach with love, and which ones are there just to spend time.
因为人这个很敏感呢。
Because even children are sensitive to these things.
他说我们要爱人啊，也是出于至诚。
So when we love others, let's be genuine and sincere.
只是表面上的啊，只是装出来的，那个没有用的。
Superficial love is useless.
有时候爱心是有条件的爱，那也是没有用的。
Sometimes we love conditionally, and that is not true love.
有的人表面上嘴巴很爱啊，但是内心里面呢、啊、是另外一回事。
Some people carry love on their lips, but in their heart, no love is to be found.
犹大抱着耶稣跟他亲嘴啊。
Did Judas not embrace Jesus and gave him a kiss?
主耶稣说：“犹大，你用亲嘴卖我吗？”
Jesus said, "Do you betray me, Judas, with a kiss?"
他虽然在说啊，为什么那么浪费，可以卖30块钱来接济穷人
？Judas says, "Why waste this perfume? This can be sold for money to help the poor."
主耶稣说他不是体谅穷人，因为他是个贼。
But Jesus replied, "Judas is not compassionate toward the poor. He is greedy for money."
因为他心里面想着说，那个30块钱为什么不给我
？He's thinking that 30 pieces of silver will be in my treasury.
为什么要那么浪费
？Why do you want to waste it?
所以爱心要出于至诚，不虚假。
Love must be sincere and genuine.
说恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
And that we must hate what is evil and hold fast to what is good.
我们对善恶啊，要真正分辨。
We must discern good and evil.
不要跟恶人啊同流合污。
Do not be in the same company with evil doers.
啊，善的事情啊，我们要去亲近。
We must draw near to that which is good.
所以圣经里面啊，诗篇的第一篇跟箴言第一篇呐、啊，都说如果有恶人来引诱你，要跟他一起去做坏事。
So both Psalm 1 and Proverbs chapter 1 says that if an evildoer comes and encourages you to do evil with him,
他说我们可以得到很多财物，我们可以一起来同分同享
and promise you that you will get riches and you will enjoy the rest of your life.
说你绝对不可以跟他同去
then you must not be their companion.
因为他们会落在网罗里面、啊、落在深坑里面
because they will trap themselves in the depths that they cannot get out.
所以我们对恶事、啊、要远离
So we must depart from evil.
啊，对于善的事情啊，我们要亲近，要多去做。
But that which is good, we must draw near to it. We must do good.
啊，但是有时候啊，对一些啊，在罪中的人呐、啊，我们要用慈悲怜悯的心啊，体谅他们啊，设法去挽回他们。
And yet, for those people who are living in sins, we must have compassion and have patience to guide them out of evil.
主耶稣来到世界上的时候啊，经常亲近税吏跟罪人。
When Jesus came into the world, he drew close to the tax collectors and the sinners.
那所以有这法利赛人说，怎么如果是圣人，怎么老是跟这些人在一起
So much that the Pharisees complained and said, if Jesus is holy, then why is he dining with the sinners?
主耶稣说啊, 没有病的人用不着医生。
Jesus said, those who are not sick do not need physicians.
我来不是救义人, 我是要救罪人。
I come not to save the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
因为这些人啊, 他们生活在罪中啊, 没有办法脱离出来。
Because these people live in sins, they cannot get out.
主耶稣就是要把他们从罪中拯救出来。
But Jesus will deliver them from sins.
所以主耶稣也圣经里面也告诉我们说啊, 我们看到弟兄偶然被过患所胜。
And we can see in the Bible that oftentimes the brothers will be overcome by temptation.
我们就要用爱心啊, 是我要去挽回他过来。
And when we see those people that have fallen under tribulation,
但是我们自己要站稳啊, 我们不要受引诱啊。
We must bring them back with our love, but ourselves, we must not fall into temptation.
我们应当从帮助别人从那个软弱当中啊恢复过来的。
We must be able to deliver those people who are weak.
所以我们是恨恶罪恶,
so we must hate evil and yet have compassion on the evildoers.
希望说罪人啊, 能够悔改, 离开所行的恶道。
Because it is our desire that the evildoers will leave their evil ways and become holy and just.
再来说啊, 爱弟兄要彼此亲热, 恭敬人要彼此推让。
Verse 10, love one another with mutual affection and show honor for each other.
我们在家里面啊, 骨肉之间的弟兄姐妹要真正的相爱。
Now as we all live as brothers and sisters in the house of God, we must truly love each other.
亚伯兰对罗德说, 我们是骨肉, 我们不可以相争。
Abraham said to Lot, we're one flesh and blood, we should not quarrel against each other.
中国人讲说, 打虎捉贼都要亲兄弟。
And
我们遇到患难的时候啊, 亲兄弟要合起来, 对抗那些危险患难。
And there is a Chinese proverb that says, if we fight against evil dragons and beasts, that we have to make companions with our friends, with our relatives and brothers.
有时候遇到一些危险来呢, 跟你没有关系的人呢, 自己保命啊, 他跑掉了。
Because sometimes when danger comes, well, we will flee for our own lives.
但是兄弟啊, 因为骨肉之情啊, 面对危险, 为着我的兄弟啊, 我就拼命 牺牲啊,
but because this person is my brother or sister, then I will stay and fight with him.
这是弟兄之间啊,
this is the love and compassion we must have with brothers and sisters.
我们在教会里面啊,
in church, in Christ, we're one family. We're spiritual brothers and sisters.
所以我们更应当啊, 彼此真正的 从内心里面彼此相亲相爱。
And because of this, from the bottom of our hearts, we must love each other.
所以说爱弟兄啊, 要彼此亲热。
This is why we have to love one another with mutual affection.
互相关怀, 互相帮助, 真正成为属灵的一家人。
Now we're concerned for one another, we help each other so that we can build up one family in Christ.
恭敬人要彼此礼让。
And that we must outdo each other in showing honor.
我们对人啊, 要恭敬, 敬重, 彼此互相尊重,
we must respect one another and honor each other.
但是也要彼此互相的礼让, 能够和睦相处。
At the same time, we must yield to one another so that we may live in harmony.
好像亚伯拉罕对罗德说啊, 你看, 你选哪一边啊, 你哪一边觉得好, 你就先选吧。
Has Abraham not yielded when he said to Lot, go ahead and choose first which side you want to go?
罗德就把好的地方就选去了。
And so Lot chose the land that is more fertile.
没有关系啊, 我就留在这个地方啊。
And Abraham didn't have anything, didn't get angry. He remained at the worst Lot's land.
即使你让步啊, 虽然让步好像吃亏啊, 其实不会吃亏的。
Even though it may seem that if you yield, that you suffer that you have suffered loss, but it's not true.
好像以撒他在挖井挖出来，非利士人就把他占走了。
Just like Isaac, he had built a well, and yet the Philistines came and took it over.
没有关系，你要就给你，他就退到后面再挖井。Isaac
says, "That's fine. If you want to take it, I'll build me another well."
挖了以后又被占走了。
And after he made that well, it was taken over by somebody else.
然后他就再往后。
And so he retreated and he built himself another well.
他一直退啊，退到一个河谷的地方。
And he retreated until he came to a river.
后来威利士人不敢来了。
At a place the Philistines dare not approach.
他说啊, 感谢神啊, 神让我得到一个宽阔的地方。
And he said to God, thank God, God has given me a vast and fertile land.
所以他把那个地方叫做利和伯。
And so he called that place
后来腓力士人啊，腓力士王就带着军长来见以撒。
So he named the place, and later on, the king of Philistines came.
他说啊，我们彼此立约啊，我们不欺负你，你也不欺负我们。
And say that we will make a covenant that we will not invade you, and you will not invade me.
以撒说，你们不是把我赶走吗？你怎么跑到我这里来？
And Isaac says, did you not cast me out from my land? Why do you not come to this place that I've
received? 腓力士王说，因为我们明明看到神跟你同在。
The king of Philistines says, we have seen how the Lord was with you.
虽然我们一直占你便宜。
Even though we try to cheat you out of your
wealth. 我们希望说你没有办法在这里生存下去。
Even though we want to cast you out of this piece of land.
但是没想到你越退啊，你的路越宽。
But unexpectedly, the more you retreat, the broader the road God has
given
you.
所以我们看到说神跟你同在。
We know that God is with you.
所以圣经里面说你所行的如果行得好，
So the Bible says, if what you do is done well,
神也会让你的仇敌来跟你和好。
God will allow your enemies to be your friends.
所以我们要恭敬啊，但是彼此推让。
So that we must yield to one another and show honor for each other.
十一节说啊，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Verse 11, do not lag in zeal, but be ardent in spirit, serving the Lord.
圣经里面啊，很重要的教训就是我们不可以懒惰。
One of the important teachings in the Bible is that we must not be lazy.
说你们要留守做正经事。
Now you must be mindful of what you do and make sure you do the right things.
啊，又说懒惰的人啊，你要去学蚂蚁。
And that the one who are lazy, you must learn from the ants.
哎呀，蚂蚁啊，能够为冬天啊，还没有来到以前，他就努力啊搬食物啊。啊，所以冬天来的时候，他就没有忧愁了。
Because even the ants know to store up food before the winter comes.
所罗门说啊，他有一次经过一个懒人的田园。
King Solomon says one time he passed by the house of a slugger, a lazy person.
没有人耕种啊，都长了杂草。
And that field was not worked on, not tilted, so a lot of weeds.
围墙都倒塌了。
And the fence, the hedge fell.
啊，野兽都跑进来了。
The wild beasts have inhabited that field.
所以他说啊，一个懒惰人啊，就是这样。
And he says a lazy person is like this.
说他的贫穷啊，好像那个。强盗啊，拿着刀剑来，把他所有的都夺掉了。
His poverty will be like one that when the robbers come, they will take everything that he has and take him away.
说我们诸般的殷勤啊，对我们都有益处。
That all things will be beneficial for us.
我们努力做正经事，我们就可以慢慢有积蓄有余。
That is to say, if we work hard in all things, then we will find that we have saved up.
不只是我们生活可以改善。
Not only will we improve our quality of life,
啊，并且我们还有力量可以去帮助别人。
But then we will have strength remaining to help others.
所以我们要常常殷勤做正经事。
This is why we must be ardent in doing the right thing.
啊，对于教会的圣工也是一样。
This is the same when we do church work.
因为我们每一个人都有神给我们的不一样恩赐。
Each and every one of us have our own gifts.
所以我们要常常竭力多做主工。
And that's why we must strive hard and diligently serve the Lord.
因为我们为主所做的工作不会落空。
The things that we do for God will not be in vain.
说将来啊，我们所工作的果效都会随着你。
In the future, the fruit of our labors will remain with us.
将来我们在神的面前就按照你所做的功夫得你的赏赐。
In the end, God will reward us according to our efforts, our labors.
所以在以赛亚书里面说啊，你耕种的田地，你收成你自己享受。
That's why in the book of Isaiah says, the field that you worked on, the fruits of that field will be yours.
你建造的房屋，你去自己居住。
You have built a house that you will live in.
这就是说啊，我们的灵修，我们的侍奉的成果啊，将来都归在我们自己的账上。
That's to say, your spiritual cultivation, the fruit of your labors, they will all be yours in the end.
所以你要心里火热啊，常常服侍主。
This is why you must be fervent and zealous to serve the Lord.
这样我们才能够得到丰盛的赏赐。
In this way, we can obtain fruitful, bountiful blessings.
看十二节
，verse 12。
指望中要喜乐，患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer.
我们要常常存着盼望。
We must have hope always.
啊，我们的人生啊，有时候痛苦啊，顺利不一定。
We don't know if we will go through periods of prosperity or periods of sorrow.
其实我们人生有时候也会经过很多很多的艰难。
There will be times that we will go through.Difficult days.
但是一个人如果有盼望啊，他就不会被艰难打倒。
But if a person has hope, he will not be defeated by trials and temptations.
困难当中啊, 也能够充满着喜乐,
that even in difficulty, this person will be filled with joy.
好像农夫在耕种相当辛苦啊,
it's just like how a farmer has to work hard in his field.
我小的时候我们家里是种田的,
when I was little, our family, we had
rice fields.
Even though as children, I did not go to the rice fields a lot.
有时候假期我们也要帮忙。
But we are off from school, then we need to help.
稻子播种下去以后啊, 你就要去拔草。
After you have sowed the seed, you have to bend down and pull out the weeds.
也都是跪在那个水田里面啊。
And you have to kneel in the mud.
有时候那个土里面有那个小虫会咬你。
And sometimes in the mud, there will be insects that will bite you.
因为太阳很热啊, 你从早到晚啊。
And the sun is scorching, but you have to work under the heat of the sun all day long.
我们看到那个农户在播种啊，看他们弯着腰这样播种，看起来好像很顺利，很轻松。
And when we see the farmers bending down and planting things along the way, it may seem very smooth, very easy.
因为有一次啊，因为我们平时都是请人家帮我们耕种。
Because usually our family hire people to till the land for us.
有一次啊，刚好假期，我们想说一块小小的地。
And one time during a vacation, we thought, well, that's just a small piece of land.
本来那个是秧苗的苗圃啊，那个秧啊，都那个秧啊，都已经拿到地方别的地方去种了。And
at the time, some sprouts have grown, and we have transferred the sprouts elsewhere.
所以剩下一块小小的那个苗圃啦，我们几个兄弟就说，我们不要再请别人啦，我们自己来播种。And
so now we have an empty field in front of us, a small little field. And me and my brother say, "Well, why don't we do it ourselves? Let us not use hands to do it."
我们在那弯腰啊，在那播种，哇，真的很辛苦。
So my brothers and I, we got down on our knees and we started planting.
播了几行以后就要起来休息一下，吃点心。
And we find that it was very, very painful, so we only got through a couple of rows, then we had to rest and have some dessert.
然后再来,
and then we come back to the field again.
真的，我们感到那个农户真的很辛苦。
So we really understood how difficult it is to be a farmer.
但是因为农户有盼望。
But the farmers, they have a hope.
他指望说他所耕种的将来有收成的一天。
They desire that one day when they can harvest what they have planted.
所以他的辛苦啊，他都能够忍受下来。
This is why they can endure the pain and toil.
等到收成的时候，他就充满着喜乐了。
Because at the time of harvest, their hearts will be filled with joy.
我们在信仰的生活当中啊，有时候也会遇到很多的艰难困苦。
In the course of our life of faith, there are times that we go through low tides, times of tribulation and hardship.
因为我们的盼望是真实的，不注意羞耻的。
But because our hope is true, it's not ashamed.
所以我们患难当中可以忍耐下来。
This is why we can persevere in tribulation.
我们在盼望当中啊，我们就可以充满着喜乐。
With hope, we can be filled with joy.
他说我们要常常祷告啊，这个祷告要恒切。
Paul says we must pray often and persevere in prayer.
我们。